Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
It is winter season and cold and flu season, supposedly. So it's time to talk about your immune system. It's very surprising that the last 3 years there's been no discussion about improving and strengthening your immune system, sort of like you strengthen and improve your body and your health. Well, immune system's no different. It needs work. And there are things that you can do to strengthen your immune system. If you're that person that always gets sick, you're always sick. Or if somebody gets sick, you're always the one that gets sick as well. So, not good. So let's talk about these things. In the face of ongoing concerns with viral variants, respiratory infections. So today's video podcast, we're going to be talking about exploring some key strategies for bringing your immune system into better balance and better strength and better health throughout this terrible, terrible season. So let's talk. So understanding the challenge, given the continuing uncertainty about these viral variants, things that you need to be aware of. There's supposed to be a raise in infection rates, and we're all bracing for winter. Of course, winter's here. And meanwhile, the usual suspects, flu, RSV, and the common cold are all lining up as winter continues. So let's talk about some natural immune boosters. So as the bugs hit, let's talk about some natural immune boosters that can help you stay healthy, help your immune system get stronger, and avoid these things. Because as you know, life goes on, and you still have to get ready for Christmas, and maybe you're going to go skiing, and all these things that you just happen to get sick right before something significant happens, which isn't good. So we're going to be talking about potent botanicals, vitamins, and other lifestyle aspects that really have been proven to support your immune system. Let's talk about number one. We're going to talk about astragalus, or astragalus, depends on how you want to pronounce it. It's our first immune system boosting herb, and it's derived from a small shrub that's native to South or Southern Asia. Astragalus membranaceus has been used for thousands of years, surprising, to enhance immune response. It's high polysaccharides and flavonoids. They have an antiviral and immune supportive effect. Kind of a good thing. Next thing would be garlic. And maybe most of you know garlic, that herb that we put on in food. Certainly Italians are very knowledgeable about garlic. Love garlic, garlic's phenomenal. It's a kitchen staple, of course. It's anti-inflammatory, it's antioxidant, but it's also antimicrobial, immunosupportive, and studies have suggested that it may even help with the latest viruses. Olive leaf, maybe you've heard of olive leaf. Olive leaf, it's an extract, and it's really another powerhouse as far as your immune system's concerned. It's rich in phenolic compounds, like oleopine, and has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, but also antibacterial and antiviral properties. Recent studies have shown that its potential role in also in certain viral infections and things of that sort. Now, this is a really amazing one. It's called Epicor. Interesting story. There's a nutrition company back in the Midwest that happens to be next to this company that produces something called Epicor. And this initially was designed to be used with cattle farmers because it would protect the cattle from infection instead of injecting them with antibiotics. And it works really well. And interesting enough that the company started to notice that their employees weren't getting sick either. So they're wondering, I wonder if they're having exposure to this, if it's affecting their immune system, and sure enough, it was. And the interesting part was that this supplement company heard about this, and they developed their own product from this product called Epicor to include, because it's spectacular for mucous membranes and respiratory infections. Spectacular. So Epicor, good, good thing. It comes from fermented Saccharomyces cerevisiae yeast. It's known as antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, immune-enhancing effects, and especially for respiratory infections, colds and flus. Berberine. Have you heard of berberine? Berberine is like on the rage right now. It's a big, big thing within the functional medicine and alternative care community. Berberine is found in various medicinal herbs, has potent anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antiviral, and immune supportive properties. It's used for blood sugar. It's used for gastrointestinal tract problems. An amazing herb. I love it. Now, this has got to be my favorite, and maybe you have some of this at home. Echinacea. Echinacea is phenomenal. Now, the really key to echinacea is its active ingredients that are called alkyl amides. And the ingredients, these ingredients will make your tongue tingle. So if you were to have a tablet of echinacea and you were to suck on the tablet for a bit, if it has plenty or if it definitely has the active ingredients in it, it should start to make your tongue tingle. So that's the proof that you have a real good echinacea. Echinacea is phenomenal because it stimulates the immune system by increasing production and activity of white blood cells. Those are, of course, white blood cells are essential for fighting infection. Antioxidant properties as well. It contains various phytochemicals, including flavonoids. It's high in antioxidant properties, and it helps protect cells from damage that are caused by free radicals, and it supports your overall health. There is a professor who never stops taking echinacea. He takes two a day forever. And then, well, because he doesn't get sick, he doesn't need to increase it, but therapeutically, you can take more than two a day. Also, it has anti-inflammatory effects. Inflammation is a natural response within your immune system, but excessive inflammation can certainly worsen your symptoms. So echinacea has really great anti-inflammatory effects. And it can help mitigate the discomfort associated with colds and flus. What about virus inhibition? Some studies have shown that echinacea extracts may inhibit the replication of viruses. Good thing. Which can reduce the viral load and lessen the severity of your symptoms. Of course, symptomatic relief helps to alleviate symptoms like sore throat, congestion, coughing, associated with respiratory infections, making you feel more comfortable during the illness, basically. And there are wonderful sprays that have a blend of echinacea and a few more herbs that you can spray into your throat for a sore throat. It's absolutely amazing. And it's also known to shorten the duration of infection. So research results, there's some varying studies, but indicates that echinacea supplementation can shorten the duration of colds and flus and potentially help you recover more quickly. That's a great thing. So that's a lot about echinacea. It's also really good in immune modulation, and it's really wonderful for people that have autoimmune issues. It tends to modulate your immune response. It doesn't exaggerate one way or the other. It normalizes your immune response. Really good thing. Vitamin C. Now, critical with vitamin C is you want to take whole food vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. So take your vitamin C that you may have at home and look at it. If it says ascorbic acid, it is the eggshell covering over the whole food vitamin C complex. Not good. Not real vitamin C, except our friends in the FDA know that that's what vitamin C is. It's ascorbic acid. So if you were to eat eggs, you wouldn't eat the eggshells. No, you want to eat what's inside the eggshells. Well, similarly, ascorbic acid is like eating eggshells. Hence, you want a whole food vitamin C complex, and you know it's immune strengthening, immune building. It's wonderful. Zinc. Zinc is interesting, right? It's a wonderful mineral, crucial for immune system function. It can inhibit viral replication. It can protect against respiratory viruses. And recent studies are exploring its role in, of course, that novel virus within the last, let's just say 3 years. What about lifestyle changes? What kind of lifestyle changes should you do? to help improve and strengthen your immune system so you never get sick. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water with minerals in it. Most water that we can drink today is filtered, and therefore it pulls out all the minerals. So it's really important to take a mineralized water, such as mineral water. Kind of a good thing. Hydration is kind of key, and make sure that you take a pinch of pink Himalayan salt before you drink your water. It'll help you to put your water, the fluids, into your tissues and use them in your tissues. Good thing. What about getting regular exercise? And I mean regular exercise. Like, imagine minimally taking a walk every day. And if you can't fit that into your day, there's something seriously wrong. You need to be proactive about your health, as opposed to let's just wait until you run into a disease process. Not good. So being proactive about your health, regular exercise is absolutely critical. Prioritizing sleep. Sleep is another thing. And how much sleep should you get? 7 to 8 hours a night of deep restorative sleep. If you're not sleeping so well, try supporting your liver. Taking a liver supplement about an hour before you sleep. Really good. Do not take melatonin. Melatonin will create rebound insomnia. So you need sleep. If you're not getting sleep, think about why you're not getting sleep. It might be stress. So you need to work on that as well. So hence number 5 would be managing your stress level. And through techniques of deep breathing is really probably phenomenal. It's one of the most important things that you could do is do a, just put it into your discipline each day of doing 20 deep breaths. I mean, extremely deep breaths in and out. And you would do a set of 20 three times. Best is to do it all in the morning as your morning routine. Really enhances your autonomic nervous system, and therefore which controls your immune response. So deep breathing is really important. And of course, you know, good hygiene, you know, washing your hands and keeping your fingers out of places and things like that would be great. And also stay socially connected, right? I always talk to my patients, I say, have you had a good hug today? Hugs are really kind of important. We need that human contact. It really, really does help tremendously. So there you have it, a comprehensive guide to boosting your immune system, we hope. Again, these are amazing ways to protect you against colds and flus. And remember, it's essential to take a holistic approach to your health, looking at full body function, incorporating both natural immune boosters, healthy lifestyle changes as well. So please, please take this to heart and do some of these things. And I hope you do have a happy and wonderful winter season. Like me last weekend, high 6 miles up in an alpine lake in the mountains, and it was 17 degrees at night. It was a bit chilly. It was a bit eye-opening, but did it just fine, had the right appropriate gear, and had a blast. Really boosts my mood and emotions with that. It's a great thing. So all that being said, let's finish off. Thanks so much for watching this podcast. Hopefully it was helpful to you. And if you found this video helpful, please give me a thumbs up and maybe considering subscribing to my channel. It'd be spectacular. Please share this video though with friends and family who could use a boost to their immune system. And I'm on social media. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, as well as podcasting. So you can hear the audio versions of this on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other podcasting. My name is Dr. Augustine from Head to Wellness. I hope this was helpful for you. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Head to Wellness in Buena Park, California.